Hey there, we're Jason and Tony. Thanks for coming to the podcast today. This is
In Case You Missed It.
Well, if you missed it, we talked about a guy in New Zealand. Apparently in New Zealand, you can have emotional support people come with you when you're getting fired.
Wow.
That's cooler than any way I ever got fired.
Well, this guy, Josh Thompson, he got an email from his boss that they need to have a meeting to discuss his future at the company. And he knew what that meant, that he was getting fired.
If you get that email, you're getting canned.
So he knew he could bring along a support person. Well, what he did was he hired an emotional support clown to come with him. He paid the clown $125 to come to the meeting in full makeup and make balloon animals while Josh was being fired. I love this guy.
That is awesome.
That's not a guy you fire. That's a guy you give a raise to right there.
No kidding. Imagine that clown over there bending balloon animals. Dude's getting canned.
Wouldn't that be great? Now, who would you take? Like, let's say the boss man comes. Guys, we need to talk later about your future with the company.
And you get an emotional support person?
Or whatever you want.
Chuck Norris.
It'd be hard to fire you with Chuck Norris there. Be like, do you really want to do this? Yeah. Chuck Norris.
Hey, Chuck, did you hear that? He says he's going to fire me. You going to let that happen, Chuck? Yeah, I'd kind of like to have Chuck Norris. How about you?
I would probably pick, I think Dolly Parton if we're going celebrities here, because who's going to fire you with Dolly there? Nobody.
Nobody.
You'd be a terrible person if you fired somebody with Dolly Parton in the room.
Okay, I'm changing mine.
What?
I'm going to go Betty White.
Oh, how could you get fired with Betty White in the room?
I couldn't.
You couldn't.
She'd be over there making a blanket, making, apple pies or something, looking all pitiful.
Uh-huh.
Are you really going to fire him?
And then they wouldn't, because Betty White would be there. Dolly Parton would be going. I don't know who else I'd take, though.
Ted Nugent would be fun to get fired with.
Wow, Ted Nugent would be great to get fired with.
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton would be fun to get fired with, too. But you know you're getting fired with either one of those guys. You're still getting fired. It's just going to be fun.
It's just going to be fun.
All right, who would you bring in?
The Undertaker.
Oh, yes.
Ain't nobody going to fire you.
Nobody would dare fire you with The Undertaker standing over
beside you. Absolutely not.
And you couldn't kill him because he's dead already.
Right. So, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no defense to The Undertaker. Wow.
Yeah, should you just go on full-on zombie if you're going to go Undertaker?
Well, zombies aren't real.
Yeah, right.
You're right. Undertaker, that's a completely different thing.
Oh, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
Right. Tony, just wake up, son.
Drink me another cup of coffee.
Tony, sit over there. The adults are talking now.
All right,
about how the Undertaker's real. Also, somebody stole a golden toilet.
Who wants to have one? Hands in the air.
Didn't Elvis have a golden toilet?
I've been to Graceland, but I don't remember a golden toilet.
Seemed like I heard that.
He had a room with animal hair on the walls.
But no golden toilet? For some reason, I thought I heard that Elvis had a golden toilet.
I think he died on a porcelain one.
Oh, okay.
Surely he had said something about if it was golden.
Anyway, there's been a golden toilet, a gold toilet stolen. It was part of an art exhibit. Got stolen Saturday from the home Winston Churchill was born in.
Golden.
And it's worth $125 million.
I bet it is.
Could you go on a toilet that was worth over $1 million? Would you feel good about that?
Well, I'd sure like to see how it felt.
Yeah,
down on a $1 million commode.
I bet the outcome's all the same.
I've went in Wranglers nothing.
Come on now.
I'm sorry.
So my guess is that it had to. If they're going to try to sell this, they can't just go sell. There's not that many. They're going to have to melt it down, right?
You don't walk into the pawn shop
with
a $2 million commode.
So if it's been melted and sold
for this.
Now listen, if it's been melted and sold through a gold dealer, that means who smelted it, dealt it.
Oh gosh.
A new story today from Tony and Tony Tales.
Hope you like it.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, there was a lightning bug that's butt would not light up. He was born with a condition called dim derriere. One day, a doctor bug told him about an LED implant, but it's very painful because, well, it's your butt. Okay, said the lightning bug, let's do it. The day of the surgery came and Dr. Bug let old dim butt lightning bug know that his LED implant was ready. Plus, they got him the model with the strobe light option. The sedation bugs injected dim butt bug with bug anesthesia. He got real drowsy. And then he started twitching and shaking, and then he threw up lightning bug blood everywhere. And then the bug EKG machine went beep, and he died deader than anything. I'm kidding, he did fine. His butt lights up again. The end.
Here's today's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Gummions. Gummions are soft funions for denture-wearing people and Alabama cheerleaders. Gummions.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
Eat your heart out, Luke Bryan.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
They ended their love together because he's a severe bedwetter.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you as always with today's
Real Good.
This is one of those stories that if you've just been up against it, it's been one of those weeks for a year now, and you're like, when is something going to break for me? Here's the deal. You never know what life has in store for you. There's a guy in Bend, Oregon. His name is Stu McDonald.
All right.
He's battled cancer twice.
Wow.
Both times. He's beaten it.
Way to go, Stu.
So he's in remission now and everything's good. But then it got really, really, really good about a week ago because he just hit the lottery for $4.6 million.
Great news for Stu.
Yeah. He and his wife have a tradition. Every time he goes and buys a ticket, she always says, get the winning one. Mm-hmm. Well, this time she didn't say it.
She didn't.
And then he won.
Wow.
So that's really cool. They took the lump sum after taxes and everything. They get $1.6 million. He says, after two cancer scares and now this, it lets me know I'm a very lucky guy.
Wow. You know, think about that. Two storms, those storms he went through, and look at what was happening
absolutely.
On the other side.
That's really
proud
cool.
Proud of Stu there.
Sometimes you just got to keep your head down and keep moving,
keep
and
going
you end
through
up
the
on the
storm.
Good side. So that's awesome. Stu McDonald, you are...
real good.
Okay, that wraps up today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.